Hey guys, welcome back to Mini Monologue. Today we're going to be talking about the phenomenon, about wanting things that you can't have. This is just like such a human nature thing of us. Well, I'm sure there's some people out there that are very satisfied with what they have and they don't want what they can't have. But for a lot of us, me included, I always want what I can't have in many aspects of life. And let's dive into some of them. First of all, classic. Oh, I hate to talk about boys, actually. I'm like so like not on my boy shit. Like I'm so happy being single. And I talk about every podcast, but I'm so happy being single. I actually can never imagine ever dating a boy again. Like it seems like such a far-fetched idea to me. Like I just feel like I'm just like a single girl now. Like I'm like going to be one of those. Oh, I don't want to be though. I'm going to be one of those like aunties that's like always single and like brings like the best presents, but is like really rich. Actually, would I mind being that? I actually wouldn't mind. But anyway, seems like a far-fetched idea for me. However, I feel like I only want the boys, like, not, I don't want any boys really, but like, yeah. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want what I can't have. Okay? There's some boys out there that I know I can't have, or like, I know I can't be with, and I'm like, I want you. And then when a boy that I can have tries to flirt with me, or tries to do anything, or like, hit me up, or like, anything, or ask for my number, I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Like, sorry, I actually just want what I can't have. You know? Like, when someone starts giving me too much. Someone starts giving me too much, I don't want it. And then also, I was doing some research for this, and it was like, men are the same. Like, men want what they can't have. And I watched this whole thing about this woman. And like, I've made a few friends recently who are really like sharing their wisdom with me. And I've shared a little bit of it on this podcast. Like, they're like girls who are like, they really master dating, and they're a bit older than me. So they've just been really like dropping some knowledge bombs on me. But basically, like, men want... I'm talking like I'm a dating expert here, but this is just what I saw on TikTok. Men want what they can't have. So as a girl, like if you start giving too much to a boy all at once, or like, you know, like you're too available at once, like you need to stay busy while you're on the dating scene, or while you start dating someone. Like you need to like have your own shit going on. You can't just give them all of you. You have to be like, sorry, actually I'm busy, I can't see you that day, but I'll see you on Saturday. You know, be a bit elusive, be a bit mysterious, and then they think they can't have you, and then they want you more. I don't know. There's always that thing being like, don't sleep with the person on the first date. I'm not used to it. I used to be like, I don't really get that. If you want to have sex, sorry, I feel weird talking about it on the podcast, but like, if you want to do something, do it. Like, you should not be ashamed because some old woman one day was like, don't give it up on the first date. Like, I'm always like, everyone do what you want, you know? And I would never, ever judge. And I feel like that's a very common thing in our generation. We're just like, fuck it. Like, we don't really believe in all that shit. I feel like casual sex a really like normalized thing now. But then after speaking to these girls, they're like, no, you like, you have to make someone like really work for it. I'm like, you know what, maybe I should like go, like, it's not so much in like a sex shaming way now, and like you have to like you know, be a bit like, make someone work for it, like, you know what I'm saying. It's more in a like, you have control of the situation type way. And it's not that you don't have control of that situation, but again, men want what they can't have, so if you don't give it to them, make them go crazy. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. I think if I do start dating again, I am going to be super like, I don't know. I've gotten to the point now that I am very busy, and like I do things on my own, and I have this whole, like I really like value my own time and my alone time. And like when I start spending too much time with someone, I'm like, oh, get away from me. Like I actually like really love my own time, my own company now, which has taken me a while to get to, because for a while I really thought that I had to be constantly surrounded with people. And I'm busy, like I have my own things going on. I feel like I've got a lot more friends now, and I spend a lot more time with my friends, so that if someone did come along and I actually liked them, I would actually be a bit busy and I wouldn't be able to give them everything at once. Because I think that's my, like, actually, no, I was gonna say, if I was started to date a boy and they like gave me everything at once, and like they were constantly available to me, would that give me the ick? You know what, maybe it would. Maybe if they were a bit more like elusive and were like, oh, sorry, I can't see you this weekend, like, yeah, but I'll see you next weekend, it would maybe drive me a bit crazy, but I think it would make me like them more. So anyway, obviously that is the typical, you want what you can't have. Oh, I saw this quote when I was like doing my TikTok research about it. And I was like, wow, this is actually really amazing. So obviously I looked up on TikTok, what you can't have. I wanted to see what people are like talking about it. And someone said, everyone always thinks like the grass is greener on the other side. Like, you always want what you can't have. But the truth is, the grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. Wow, That's amazing. It's like, so like, I think, oh, the, like, I want what I can't have. I want to be with that boy. I think my life would be better. The grass would be greener if I was with that boy. It's not. The grass is greener where you water it. And the grass is greener because I have watered being single. And it's amazing now. And I love it so much. And I could not even imagine being with a certain boy. It's like even like an ex, you know, like you can't have an ex. Like you don't actually want to be with your ex, but you just kind of do because you know you can't be. If I did get back with any of my exes, the second I go back with them, I'd be like, oh, like, no, I don't want this. Like I've done that before, actually. I have like gotten back with an ex before and been like, oh, since we're going back together, I'm like, oh, actually, I don't want this. I think I just wanted this because I couldn't have it. I know I actually can't have it. I know I'm like, oh, there's a reason why we broke up, you know? There's also other things in life that you want just because you can't have it. Some examples in my life are like, I really want a dog. I know I can't have a dog because that, I travel so much and dogs aren't like cats. So, I mean, obviously it's not ideal that I travel and I have cats, but like my cats are the most low maintenance people ever. People, they're not people. But like if someone comes and lives in my house and feeds them twice a day, like, they don't give a fuck who it is. Obviously I like to spend quality time with my cats, but again, it's not a dog. A dog is like an actual human being. Like having a dog is like a baby. Like you really have to, you can't just like be traveling willy-nilly if you've got a dog. And so I know I can't have a dog, but I want one so bad. And I want one even more because I know I can't have it. And like I search the internet every day, like looking for different dogs I can buy. And I just like am yearning for one, but I know I can't have it. If I got a dog, I would hate my life. Because I wouldn't be able to go out, I wouldn't be able to travel, I'd have to be picking up shit every day, all this. Like, I just know I would regret it immediately, but I just want one because I can't have one. Living abroad. Like, I know I can't. Like, with obviously, this podcast, I cannot move away. Otherwise, my podcast, like, I wouldn't be able to come to the Spotify studios every week and film. And I've got a flat, and, like, I've got cats, and I just cannot move away if I want. Like, it's just not possible. But like, it makes me want to just move to the middle of nowhere more. Like, everyone's moving to Australia at the minute. Everyone, my brother. Like, it's made me want to like, I know I can't. So I want to move to Bali. And I just want to move abroad. I just want to, even like New York. It's like, I realistically, I know I can't. In fact, I can't because I don't have a visa. And it just makes me want to even more. And it's like, if I did get my visa and I did move to New York, I think I would probably maybe regret it. Maybe not. I don't know. But like, I do think like it's just a want what I can't have type situation. I should just be happy with what I have. Like, my life is amazing. I love living in London, actually. Like, London is the best place. Like, when I lived in Belfast, I always used to look at London like it was the most incredible place in the world. And now I live here and I'm like, no, I want to move to New York. Like, just be happy with what you have. I wonder like what the psychology is behind that, like that we just can't be happy with what we have. I'm sure there are people out there that are happy with what they have, but like, why do we always want something else? And I was actually speaking to someone about this the other day, and I think this is like, did I tell you guys on my podcast? I don't know if I did. I'm becoming very aware of the way that my brain thinks. And I don't think it's a bad thing to say this. I mean, this is obviously a bad quality to have in a relationship. And it's something that I'm not trying to hide from anyone. I just like, I should not tell you guys the innards of my fucking mind. But okay, honestly, when I'm in a relationship, this is like, I had this so bad, like what I can't have. And I always think there's something else. But I'm just being honest. This is how my brain works. I don't fucking choose how my brain works. And it's something I want to work on so that when I get in a relationship in the future, that I can be in a healthy, happy relationship and not always be thinking about this. But when I'm in a relationship, I'm always like, oh my God, there's probably someone better out there. And that's horrible. But I'm always thinking like, is this the best I could do? You know? And maybe that's something that like flickers into people's minds here and there when they're in a relationship. But like, just be happy with what you have. Like, I literally will like constantly, like, that's why my relationship don't last long, because I'm like, there could be someone better, or my mind wanders. That's a really bad thing to admit on the internet, but like, it's not my fault. Like, it's just like my, like, I always like, I think there's something else I could have. I want something different. And oh, I always think the grass is greener, and sometimes it's, no, you know what? Yeah, that's just, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that think the same thing and they don't often admit it. But yeah, that is like, that is, I think, maybe why a lot of my relationships don't work, because I always think that there's something else out there. And yeah, something I'm going to work on so that whenever I do get my next relationship, I'm not always thinking, oh, I think there's something else. Like when I'm in a relationship with someone, right? And then I know that I can't be with someone else, obviously, because I'm in a relationship. Or like I come across someone and I'm like, oh, I kind of fancy them. Like they're hot, whatever. Then I get out of my relationship. And then obviously I can have that other person because I'm not in a relationship anymore. And then all of a sudden they're like, ugh, they're like not even hot. Like, I don't know why I ever thought they were hot. And I think I just thought they were hot because I was in a relationship and I knew I couldn't have them. Is that a terrible thing to admit? But I just did. I just admitted it. but why do our minds don't work like that? And I'm sure there's people out there that their minds don't work like that. Like, I'm sure the people that I like know that have been in healthy, happy relationships for 10 years, like, I know that they don't think like that. I know that they're like so content with what they have. And is it a bad thing? In relationships, okay, it's a bad thing because it does mean that my relationships don't last long and I always break up with the person after 6 months because I'm like, oh, I could be having more fun if I was single, or I could be having more fun if I was with this person. Terrible to admit, but I'm just like, that is why I can't be in a relationship anymore. That's why I'm single now. And I'm self-aware. But is that such a bad thing in life? Thinking, I could be doing better, or I could have, it makes me work towards something. Like, always like wanting something I can't have. It's like almost like, ooh, delusion. Like, it makes you work more towards something. Gives you a bit of purpose in life. Like, I'll be driving around London, right? And I see that fucking mansion, like a fuck off mansion. Like, I don't know, my dream place to live is like Hampstead. Like, I'll like be walking around and like there's houses for like millions of pounds up there. And I'm like, I want that. I'm going to live there someday. And I know I can't obviously live there, but like, I want it. And like, I'm going to work towards that. I'm going to get there some way or another. And like, is that a bad thing? Because it makes me work towards something. And like, it's kind of actually a good thing. So, bad in relationships, good in life. Another thing recently that I've been really like noticing that I'm like dying to have is meat. And it's not because I want meat. Like, I don't really like the taste of meat. I don't like the texture. I don't want meat. I know I can't have it. So it's making me want it even more. And it's like, okay, well, I could have it, but like, I actually can't. Like, I could not physically chew down on a piece of meat. I would actually throw up. And it's just because it's been so long and I've watched so much shit online about like slaughterhouses and stuff that if I put a piece of meat in my mouth, I would throw up, I think. It's like a mental thing. Not, I actually can't do it. So it makes me want it so much. I sit and scroll on Nando's and I go, oh, should I get a half chicken? Oh, should I get a full chicken? Like, I'm not going to do it, but like, I just want to because I can't. Like, I wonder what would happen someday if I just gave in to like these intrusive thoughts. It's like an intrusive thought, me with meat. It's like not even meat, it's just chicken. I don't know, it's a really weird phenomenon. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know what I mean. Like, why is that such a human thing that we all just want what we can't have? But maybe I'm like, maybe that's just a me thing. Maybe you guys are seeing this being like, I'm perfectly happy. But it's like, even when I was younger, like, I would see like people, just like famous people. I think social media and like celebrities kind of like made our generation very envious of like different lifestyles. Obviously, I'm sure this has been a thing for hundreds and hundreds of years, but it's like, we see people every day with things that we can't have. Like, we see these people in LA with like going to like all these famous parties and these amazing dresses and all this shit. And like, I saw that from a very young age and I knew I couldn't have that. Like, I was a little girl in Belfast and I was like, I want that. I want that because I can't have it. And is it a bad thing? I don't know. But yeah, let me know some things that you guys want just because you can't have it. I mean, mine is like a lot to do with boys. Like, there's definitely some boys I know that I just wouldn't, I can't be with. And I'm like, oh, it makes me want you so much more. And then like, if someone was readily available to me, I'd be like, oh, boring. Like, I need something with a bit of drama. Oh, sorry. Not good. Anyway, love you guys. And I will see you next week. Bye.